Ladies and gentlemen, Mike with the Lion.
Red letter days, like the day that Bebe passed up a hat sale, the day Barbara lost her passport, the day Ben kissed Florrie, and the day Richard paid the bill. In that small Georgian house on Abbotsbury Road, it's almost tea time, and it's one of those days that'll be remembered as long as there's a lion's tail as one fine day.
Hello, kid.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, hi, Pop. What are you looking so happy about?
Oh, something wonderful's happened to me today. Guess what?
Well, what's this?
Well, I'm going to produce one of the biggest musicals of the year.
Well, that's great, Pop.
Oh, it's terrific. Oh, Daddy, you're so clever.
Oh, you're so right.
What kind of a musical is it?
Well, it's a modern version of Madame Butterfly, you know, on the lines of the film Carmen Jones.
That's a fabulous idea.
Oh, where's your mother?
At the Holland Park Women's Club.
You know, I just love anything Italian. Especially fettuccine. Don't you, Ricky?
Sure, how do you cook it?
Honestly, people who know nothing know more than you.
Richard Pacini wrote Madame Butterfly.
You're not calling it Madame Butterfly, are you, Daddy?
No, I'm going to use a modern title.
Well, how about Caterpillar on a Hot Cabbage Leaf?
Oh, great. I got it. Daddy, how about calling it Butterfly Smith?
That's it, honey. Thanks.
Hello, darling. Hello,
kid. Oh, hello, honey. Honey, I've got a big surprise for you.
And I've got a big surprise for you, too.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me tell you mine first. I'm going to stage Madame Butterfly.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad.
And he's producing it for Puccini. He's an Italian, Ma.
Italian? Now, that's a coincidence.
Hey, Mrs. Lina, wait until you get home to bring the keys.
Thanks, Aggie.
Baby, what do you mean a coincidence?
Here, I'll put it on the coffee table, Aggie.
Thank you. Well, all the women at my club agreed to take an exchange student from Europe. And I got Italy.
Now, wait a minute. What was that again?
Well, darling, we've invited a 17-year-old Italian boy to stay with us for 2 weeks.
What?
Here you be, Daddy. Oh, Mrs. Lyne, I think that's a very nice idea.
Ma, why did you do it?
Because he wants to learn the language and to live in the atmosphere of a real English home.
You mean he's going to learn English home life from us?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think it's a wonderful idea.
Here's your tea, Mother. Thanks, dear.
Hi, it's very difficult for a foreigner when they're on their own. I know how I felt when I first came here from Scotland. You know, I didn't speak to anybody for a week.
Well, you certainly made up for it since.
What part of Italy is he coming from, Ma?
Oh, Joe comes from Sorrento.
Well, I think I'll away to the shops and buy some spaghetti.
I got a very nice letter from his father this morning. Would you like to hear it?
Of course.
Well, go, Ma. Go.
All right. He says, Dear Signora Leone, how are you, I hope? I am Benny.
Well, I'm Benny, too.
Daddy, I am Benny means I am well. He goes on to say, come state.
Coma star means the same as it does in Spanish, Mother. How are you?
Oh, me? I am Benny, thank you.
Go on, Ma.
All right. It says, for a long time, my Joe is at the English language burning. But Joe is a slow burner. So I must say, you must go to England to burn the language butter.
Sounds like Italian double dutch to me.
Yes, go on, honey.
All right, Doc. When I am get your message to invite the Joe, I am overdone with emotion. Thank you. Giovanni Nicolini Gasapi Monticelli.
Is that his name or a new kind of pickle?
You know, I've heard of broken English, but he really fractures it.
When is Joe coming, Ma?
Oh, day after tomorrow.
Ah, bona bona. I am Benny.
Ma, I fixed my room up and I gave Joe the best bed.
Well, you're a good boy.
Why didn't you put Joe in the spare room?
I thought he might get lonesome on his own, dear. Did you buy Joe a little present, Barbara?
Yes, I got him a scarf. How about you, Richard?
I'm fine, thanks.
Richard, I'm ashamed of you.
Oh, I bought him something.
What?
Well, you know those new Italian shoes?
You mean you bought him a pair?
No, but he won't have to buy any shoelaces.
Oh, fine. What did you get him, Mother?
Look, a football.
Hey, that's a beauty. He'll love that.
Good. Maybe it'll help him score a wicket.
Ma, that's cricket.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Mrs. Lyons, what are you picking my subdued present?
On the coffee table, Aggie.
What did you buy?
Well, I wanted to be sure to get something suitable for a young man, so I asked Sandy to help me choose it.
Oh, what is it, Aggie?
Well, surely as soon as I can get it undone, somebody tried this knot very tight. Here, I'll do it.
Speaking of tying knots, Aggie, when are you and Sandy going to get spliced?
We're going to get married then.
Well, that's a nice time of year for it.
Oh, Mother, hurry up. I want to see what Aggie bought for Joe. There. A wee Scottish foreign.
Oh, don't be daft with a Scotch shaving brush. And it took a long time to find one with tarts and bristles.
And a razor and a mug, too.
I'll bet that'll be the first razor he's ever had. Barbara, will you throw this Italian shawl over the sofa? Bona, bona. Oh, and Richard, put these flags on the mannequins here, will you?
Oh, baby, I thought I'd never get away from the office.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, hi, Bob. Hi, sis. What's happened to the living room?
Welcome to the Italian embassy.
Oh, thank you, Signorina.
Well, I'd better away and start for dinner.
Oh, there's no rush, Aggie. They never have dinner in Italy until about 9 o'clock.
Oh, very well. Mrs. Lyon, how long do you cook spaghetti? I cook it just as long as it is, Aggie. I won't stop it up.
Hey, Pop, what time are we meeting Joe?
Oh, I'm afraid we're not meeting him.
It's a lucky thing he has our address and telephone number.
Well, that's a fine welcome.
Well, it's not my fault. All I know is he's arriving today.
Well, I thought his father was sending you a letter with all the details.
Oh, he sent me a letter, but it doesn't make sense. Here it is. Dear Signora Leone, this morning the postman came to our house. Therefore, my wife has had a litter.
Sounds like somebody sold her a pup.
Daddy, where are the details?
Oh, I'm getting that apart now. Now, guess this. Joe want to go to London by fly, but Mama say to go by boat. I say, please do yourself, so a taxi come and Joe go.
Oh, dear. This gets worse.
Wait till you hear this. It's a long travel to London, so I do not think that the plane will get there until it arrives. And now I must close on myself. You must have written this in the bathroom, I think. With my good wishes, yours sinfully, Giovanni Monticelli.
Oh, boy, what a character.
Yes. I'd like to have somebody like him in that new musical I'm going to produce.
How's it going, Daddy?
Oh, fine, honey. The story's great. The music will blend in beautifully. The sets are going to be sensational, and tomorrow I start casting the show.
Hmm. But I thought... Oh, well, never mind.
Never mind what?
Oh, that must be Joe.
Yes, I'll get it. Welcome to London, Joe boy.
Found it, you're too well.
Gosh, you're a girl.
Oh, you're very observant.
I mean, you took me kind of by surprise. You see, I was expecting a fella called Joe.
See, I am the fella. My name is Josephine, but I am short for Joe.
You look just right to me.
Come on, thank you.
Yes, sir, yes. You bet now. Come on in, Joe. Here, I'll take your cake.
Well, thank you, please.
Well, hello, Joe.
I'm Barbara.
Oh, how do you do?
And since my brother sees Dave to introduce himself, I better tell you his name is Richard.
Aren't you going to introduce us?
Oh, sorry, Joe. This is my mother and father.
Oh, Signor and Signora Leone, I am very happy for to meet you.
And we are very happy to meet you, too.
Yes, indeed. This is a surprise.
You mean you are not suspecting me?
Oh, of course. In fact, I was all set to say, hello, Joe, what do you know?
That is very, how you say, phony?
That's close enough.
Richard, why is your mama looking so surprised?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I didn't mean to be rude. You see, I've been expecting a boy.
Oh, congratulations.
My wife means we thought you were a boy.
Oh, you are sorry I am me.
Oh, of course not, dear. We're delighted to see such a pretty young lady.
I am, too. When I was a bambina, how you say, baby, my papa called me Joe because I was a conga girl.
You mean
hometown boy, Joe.
I do?
Come over here, dear, and sit down.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, you must be tired after your long journey.
Oh, no! You do not get as tired when you are helpful.
Well, where did you learn to speak English so well?
From my papa.
No kidding.
No, no kidding. I talk all the time. Papa no talk, so I get a lot of practice. Oh, I almost forgot. Mama send you all a pizza.
A pizza what?
That's Italian for pie, you mug.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the size of it. And here's the two bottles of wine. Oh, how sweet. He shouldn't have gone to all that trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble. My papa is in.
Well, now, nice for him.
You mean he makes wine?
Yes, I help for him.
You mean you lend him a foot?
You are very phony.
Well, Joe, would you like to have tea now or freshen up first?
I like it to be fresh.
Oh, good. I'll take your case up to my room.
You have to? Oh, give me the case, Richard. And I'll go up and get the spare room ready. See you later, Joe.
Sophia Lauren of Abbotsbury Road.
Oh, Joe's been in the garden with Richard all afternoon.
Ah, he's giving that English lesson.
Mother, have you seen the afternoon paper?
No, dear.
Oh, I've got a big story about Daddy's play on the front page.
Look. Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, read it to us, Miss Barbara.
Oh, don't worry. I was going to.
It says, Mr. Ben Lyon, producer of the musical extravaganza Butterfly Smith, said in an exclusive interview, quote, "So far, I haven't cast any of the artists. Consequently, I'm on the lookout for outstanding singers."
Well, I wondered why Mayor Clinker rang me up and sang Figaro over the telephone.
Oh, he didn't.
Oh, he did. Then he told me all about the amateur productions he's appeared in. And he kept asking me if my husband knew the Barber of Seville.
What did he say?
I said no. He gets his hair cut in Bond Street.
Yes, imagine Mr. Lyon saying he was looking for outstanding singers when there are three of us right here in this house.
That's a matter we're going to bring to his attention.
We certainly are. You get the idea, Aggie?
I am a way ahead of you.
Good, but we mustn't be too obvious about it.
No, I'll get to see it already.
Oh, hello, girls.
Hello, darling. You're just in time for a cup of tea.
I was just about to pour you out a cup.
You look very handsome today, Daddy dear.
Don't you Daddy dear me. Thanks for that newspaper article of yours. People have been phoning me all day about Butterfly Smith. A man even burst in my office and sang Pagliacci. I couldn't get rid of him. He followed me everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yes, he followed me there, too.
Oh, that's a shame, dear.
I tell you, people pestered me all day, even at the garage. I went in to get my oil changed, and the mechanic tapped out Posse's Goodbye on my bonnet.
Never mind, Mr. Lyon. Here's a nice hot cup of tea for you.
Oh, thanks, Aggie.
Daddy, I'm sorry if that article I wrote gave you so much trouble.
Oh, that's all right, honey, but tomorrow I'm locking my office door.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, you shouldn't do that. If people want to sing to you, you should listen. She's right, then. After all, think what the world would have lost if someone hadn't listened to that great tenor, Robinson Crusoe.
Mother, you mean Enrico.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Mother. He's in a good mood now. So go over to the piano and I'll give you a cue.
All right, dear. Barbara, what were you mumbling about?
What? Oh, I was just telling Mother. I'm sorry. I wrote that article about the musical play, Daddy. Have you really forgiven me?
Oh, of course I have, honey.
Then give me a kiss to prove it.
All right. There now, does that prove it?
Well, at least it proves you're healthy. Your nose is cold.
It is?
Yes. Hey, you must have a cold coming. It's red, too. Your nose is red today, redder than yesterday.
Yes, and to my surprise, it matches with your eyes.
Poor little nosey, it looks so rosy. Come here and while you sneak by my side.
Thanks very much, but we need sopranos, so you better forget about my nose.
Ben, you heard what the girl said. Sit down and warm your cooter by the fire. Bend your nose.
will be unfurled. Then you will be so grateful that you may ask us to stay to your place.
I certainly will not.
Well, in that case, I'll take your key away.
Oh, thank you for those very subtle hints, but you may as well give up.
Oh, we're not giving up, dear. We'll just call a truce for the time being.
All right. Daddy, you'll never guess what Richard's doing.
Dressing up as Fu Manchu.
No. He's teaching Joe English.
Oh, no.
Oh, here comes Joe now. Hi, Joe.
Hi, family. Did my crazy aunt Jen hurt?
Well, it sounds like Richard's been working very hard on those lessons.
You bet you my life. Hey, Richie, come and talk to your pop.
Hello, oh, please, if we have a bigger talk, huh?
Oh, dear. What a teacher you are.
Would you like some more ice cream, Joe?
No, thank you, Senora. My mama should tell me if I wish to find a husband, I must wash my figure.
You mean watch, dear. Ice cream then?
No, I gotta wash my figure, too.
Your figure? That's funny.
I am insulted.
How's the show coming on?
Oh, just fine, son.
Oh, you are a pianista, Signore.
Well, yes, but now I'm a producer.
You are a producer for what?
A television, Joe.
Oh, we have this in Italy.
Well, good.
Oh, Joe, did you and Richard go for a nice walk this morning?
Yeah, we had a wonderful walk in Holland Park.
And I see the flowers there. So pretty.
Oh, but you have lovely flowers in Sorrento, too.
See, but you've got a different one here, like a Rosa Prima, the daffodillies, or a... daffodillies?
Yes, but there's a slight difference between them. You see, the daffodillies are coming out, and the daffodillies are coming in.
I learn something new every day.
Oh, Daddy, your office is on the phone. Do you want them to send over the music for Butterfly today?
Oh, yes, it's very important. The conductor is coming over to play it for me.
Okay, I'll tell them. Oh, who's conducting, dear?
Signor Baravelli.
Oh. So, what's the matter?
It's nothing. I just dropped on my spoon and talk.
Oh, well... why don't you and Joe, Richard, go out and take a nice walk in the park, huh?
Good idea. Come on, Joe.
I come. Scooty.
You are Scooty. Nice girl, isn't she? So unspoiled and naive.
Yes, she's a darling.
Mrs. Lyon, will I clear the place away now?
Yes, thank you, Aggie. We're all finished. And have you got the actors for your show now, Mr. Lyon?
Yes, all but Butterfly and Bonsie.
And who's Bonsie?
Cho-Cho San's uncle. I need someone who's very wild and weird-looking and has a tremendous face. My search is over.
Hello, Florrie, dear. You look wonderful in that Japanese house coat. Doesn't she, Aggie?
Aye, it looks very oriental. Oh, I'm so glad you both like it.
Jen, don't you think it's lovely?
Wonderful. And, Florrie, if you put some Japanese lacquer on your face, it'll be perfect.
Oh, you silly, silly boy. I understand you're looking for a butterfly.
Yes, but I think you'd make a better dragonfly.
Dan, that wasn't nice.
All right, but it's true.
Well, you know, there's something you don't realize. To begin with, I am not an amateur.
Oh, come now, Florrie, this is Ben.
All right. For your information, 12 years ago, I was a fairy queen in Cinderella.
And they wonder why children don't believe in fairies anymore.
Dan, have a piece of bread.
What for?
It'll keep your mouth closed.
All right. Go on, Florrie.
Well, I've had some very big rolls.
Yes.
Now, stop that. Just for that, I'll never thank you.
Thank you, Florrie. Thank you very much.
Mr. Lyon?
Yes, Joe?
Aggie asked me to bring you this cup of Benny Lee.
You're really picking up the slang. Well, thanks very much.
I am a pleasure.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, give us some fairy kiss.
Good.
Oh, while you were out, the speaker's butterfly music arrived. It's on the piano.
Oh, good.
And, by the way, a man telephoned by the name of Mr. Baravelli.
Oh, yes, he's conducting it.
Aye, well, he said to tell you he can't be over today.
Great.
If you want any more cake, just call.
Oh, you're disappointed. You like Mr. Butterfly, no?
Yes, but it isn't that, Joe. I wanted to work on the end of the first act of Butterfly.
If you wish it, I will play for you the Butterfly.
You? You can read an operatic score?
See, I am not how you say a good pianista, but it will help.
Oh, it certainly would. You'll find the score on the piano over there.
I see him. You ready? I play.
Superb.
You know life.
Life? It was great. Wait till I tell my wife what a wonderful pianist you are. She'll be thrilled to this.
You mean it will please her?
Yes, it'll tickle her pink.
Tickle her pink what?
What I'm trying to say is, she'll be delighted. I don't suppose you can sing, can you?
I know of the opera, but I am not singing very well.
Oh, that's what you said about your piano playing. Now, would you mind singing One Fine Day?
Okay. In English weather, I am singing One Fine Day.
Why didn't you tell me you had such a lovely voice?
You did not ask me, but I am happy. You think I am okay?
I'll tell you how okay you are. You're going to sing the star role in Butterfly Smith.
Oh, Mamma Mia! Me a star?
With a voice like that, what else could you be?
You were great, Joe.
Oh, you all hear me?
We certainly did. We were all listening at the doorway, and we were tickle pink.
This is one very ticklish family.
And this is one very talented girl. Right, Barbara?
Right, thank you. My mama and papa will be so happy when they hear I am to be a star.
Well, I'll telephone them tonight. Now, right now, I'm going in the den and line up everything for you.
Joe, do you realize, if it hadn't been for Mr. Baravelli not turning up, my husband would never have known what a lovely voice you had.
Oh, yeah, to think all this time I've had a beautiful singer right under my nose.
Well, that nose of yours could cover the whole George Mitchell choir.
I love you, too. Oh, I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, please. Is this the wrong number?
Get hold of 10-2 you want.
Ah, 10-2. Dovri volvo parlare, por favore.
Ah, si. I see what you mean.
I think you are not seeing good, so I am talking to you in English. Who am I, please?
I don't know who you are, but this is Richard Lyon.
Ah, my name is Dino, and please, I wish to speak to one Joe.
Okay. Dino for one, please, Joe.
Thank you, Ricardo. Hello?
Joe, this is Dino Faraday. How did a little ski, Margot?
Very well, thank you.
Ah, you sang One Fine Day as we have planned.
Ah,
magnifico. I give you the congratulations.
Thank you. Goodbye, Cousin Dino. Oh, Joe, I didn't know you had a cousin in this country.
Yeah, I have. But I realize now it was wrong for me to trick your husband.
Trick him?
He's a good man, and I have made a fuel of him.
A fuel? Boy, that'll burn him up.
Richard, be quiet.
Joe, what are you talking about?
It is true. I know all the time he was a big producer. That is why I asked for Connie.
You mean you and your father planned this whole thing?
No, no, no. My mama and papa would die if they knew. It was my cousin, Dino Baravelli.
That wasn't very nice, was it?
No. I am hateful. I don't like me anymore.
Joe, I'm sure if you tell my husband the truth, he'll forgive you.
No, I cannot tell him because he would give me the earth look.
The good show. You must be honest.
I want to, but I am not brave enough to look at Mr. Lyon's face.
Very few people are.
Richard.
I didn't finish. I was going to say, very few people are brave enough to tell someone the truth to their face.
Yes. See, but I will try. Then I go back to Southern Cross.
But you can't do that.
I am too ashamed to stay. I go upstairs now and pack my bugs.
Joe, wait a minute. I've been thinking, maybe it's better if you don't tell my husband.
I do not understand.
Well, he thinks he's discovered you. And if he finds out it's a trick, it'll hurt his side.
Mom's right. No, I must be honest.
Well, I hope the newspapers are all going to make a big story out of this, Joe.
Mr. Leone, I have something I wanted to say.
So have I. You know, finding a star like you is a big feather in my cap. Thank you, Joe, for letting me discover you. Now then, what did you want to say?
Thank you, Mr. Leone. Thank you, everybody.
Well, now, go upstairs and get printed out. The cameraman will be here in a few minutes to take pictures of you.
Good. I hope they will also take a picture of you with the big feather in your cap.
Well, it's funny how talent can be right under your nose, and you never notice it, isn't it, Ben?
It certainly is, honey.
Oh, I'm glad you feel that way, Daddy, because Mother, Richard, and I have been rehearsing a little song for you.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. So you've got Richard in with you this time.
Yes, you see, we figured you needed a Disney touch in your show, so you're looking at 3 Japanese animals.
Here's the music, Mother. Look, you come in here. But, Barbara, that's... Oh, all right.
Ready, Ma?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I'm not a bat or a rat or a cat. I'm not a zoo or a kangaroo. I'm not a goose or a moose on the loose.
I am a mole and I live in a hole.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm the rose. You're the slink chick. I dig the most. I'm not a ram or a clam or a lamb. I'm not a hog or a frog or a dog. I'm not a bus or an hippopotamus.
I am a mole and I live in a hole.
She is a mole and she lives in a hole.
I am a mole and I live in a hole. Really?
With the Lions, with Phoebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording with Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Sheila Grant, Jack Watson, and Lucille Graham. The incidental music was by Paul Fenelay, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Locke, Robert Hansom, and Phoebe Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.